this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
We've now had the illegal alien
mainstream
6'6 underwear
section cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Steve Lane's our guest. We've had really bad phone problems with him today. So we're reconnecting again. Let's go to Al in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A great show as usual. What defines our country is its border. But what I really wanted to talk about or discuss is, I watched your David Icke show yesterday, and he's brilliant in his own right, but I listened to his perception of how humanity is being controlled through the five senses. And this is exactly what the Bible says, but he didn't give any credit to the Bible or to God. But David realized the fact that humanity is not just led, but controlled by the sense realm. And especially today, since our technology is just leading us to this, we're absorbed.
No, and the atheists want to say there's nothing but what they say, making them God. I mean, I've had the local atheist group repeatedly make fun of me to my face when I used to be down at the TV studio, saying it's your religion to believe black helicopters exist. And I went, listen, I have been involved, in videotaping them and being arrested for it. And they're like, no, it doesn't exist. And I'm like, I'm in the newspaper. That's what they're making fun of. I was in the front page of the paper admitting it. And they go, no, it doesn't exist. I'm not saying all atheists are like that, but great point. Steve Lane, what's your take on God?
Oh, I'm a Christian. I believe the path to heaven goes through Christ. If you believe Christ is our Lord and Savior and you believe he died on the cross for our sins, then you can have eternal life. I don't think there's no question about that for me.
And by the way, Steve, I would continue with overdrive and phone calls, but I've got to go tape these special reports that they're going to do a whole video production out of on the accelerated global collapse where I'm more serious. I want to give you the next segment to host for about 6-7 minutes, cover whatever you want in the next segment, and then take a few calls. So we're just going to throw you in here because you've hosted before years ago. I think even the radio show, you finally got a good telephone. So we're going to let you host the next segment. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
No, so you don't think the state's God like Obama's been saying?
No, absolutely not.
Now, if you build a building, I know you've been a big contractor. I thought Obama built that. You didn't build that, right?
Nah, myself and everybody that helps out on it. There's a great video out there on, I think it's called iPencil or something, and it talks about the tens of thousands of decisions that have to be made and things that have to take place in order for a pencil to be manufactured, and it's along those same lines. Folks should watch that video. You can find it on YouTube, and it really helps people understand all the individual effort and thought and talent that goes into manufacturing things. And certainly it's not
well done.
Certainly it's not the government.
Well, I'm going to let you co-host with John Baum, bringing the calls into the next segment for Rob and Chris and Alan, everybody. But let's go to Brian right now in Texas. Brian, you're on the air with Steve Lane, who's going to be our next congressman. Well, what district is it again there in Tennessee, Bob?
District 4 in Tennessee.
District 4. All right, Brian, you want to talk about One World Convention in Texas. Tell me about it.
Hello.
Hello, my friend.
Yes,
Master
hello.
Yoda. You survived. Do you have anything you'd like to say, sir? I am here, Brian.
Oh, can you hear me?
That's a joke caller. They do that sometimes. Probably Howard Stern show calling. And actually, I've been on Howard Stern before. I'm not bashing Howard. They do that funny thing where they call into a talk show and they go, hello. You go, yes, hello. And for like 5 minutes, yes, I'm here. You're on the air. And again, Steve, I didn't mean for you to get into a humor interview with me. About once a week, for whatever reason, my biology or the news, by the third hour, I got a little goofy. You know that, right?
No, it's not a problem. We've been working through our technical issues here. So,
do you remember Global Love Cop and the other characters I would do?
I can remember all of them. I don't know if you remember this. Karen, my oldest daughter, she actually did a bumper promo for you. Remember when she was a little girl? Because you'd always say it's for the children. And she was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 at the time. And you guys recorded a bumper promo with her. It was hilarious.
I remember that. We ought to dig that up. They need a new illegal alien hero that wears big underwear. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines,
no.
The information war continues.
It's not Alex Jones.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Steve Lane for Congress.com, and I'm signing off for the rest of this segment, handing the baton off to Steve Lane. John Bowne, in about 5-6 minutes, will air traffic control. Chris, Al, George, Brian, and others for quick questions or comments with Steve Lane. So we hand the baton over to Steve Lane for Congress.com. That's his new official name. And John Bowne. Here we go. Alex Jones signing off until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Alex, thank you so much. This will be my penance for our technical difficulties.
No, you're awesome. Take it away. Go ahead, Congressman.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm going to get down there sometime. We do need to host the show together in studio.
Adios. You got 11 minutes.
Thanks, man. Well, listen, it looks like Tennessee's 4th District has taken over the Alex Jones show, so a lot of folks excited down this area. I know you got a lot of listeners. Alex has a lot of listeners down here, so we are going to be taking your calls as we move forward. I know we were talking a lot about border issues earlier and talking about the fact that my opponent I'm running against, although he claims to be for amnesty, he's definitely bought and paid for by U.S. House leadership, including receiving donations from Speaker John Boehner, who clearly favors amnesty and immigration comprehensive immigration reform. We've got he also took money from the new House Majority Leader, who also favors amnesty type plans. And even though we've talked about that, we know my opposition to things of that nature. I want to shift gears a little bit and talk some about Common Core. This is an issue that's really big in the 4th District this year, as it is in so many places across the country. For those listeners that don't know, Common Core is basically it's an attempt by the federal government to standardize the education system all across the United States. It's just one other example of the takeover of our local education system by the federal government. I think it's what you're seeing here in the 4th District in Tennessee is it's caused the people here to just, it's hit their tipping point. We've seen federal overreach in so many areas, including education. And for whatever reason, this just seemed to really push buttons and be a bridge too far for most folks. So it's something not only I'm opposed to, I'm personally opposed to the federal Department of Education entirely. I'd like to see a phase out over a 3 to 5 year period. Five being the most, probably no less than three. And part of the reason for that, you know, if you think about it, the Federal Department of Education was only implemented in 1979. And I think you could make the very strong case that prior to that, the greatest of all American endeavors took place prior to the creation of the Federal Department of Education. We don't need it. It takes away, it wrests local control of our education system away and puts it in the hands of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. You know, I'm a teacher. I teach building instruction. I always say if you want to fix education, it's actually very simple. You put control of the money into the hands of the people that know the names of our children, and that is the teachers, the parents, and the principals. You do that, you'll fix education. The Federal Department of Education, you look at a graph, the spending at the federal level, and plot it against test scores. The more we spend at the federal level, the worst test scores get. So Common Core is just another example of this. A lot of people are fighting Common Core. I'm happy to fight against it as well, but I'd rather get at the root cause, and that is the Federal Department of Education. If we don't get rid of the heart of the beast, then it's just going to continue to have these tentacles, and we're going to keep chopping them off, and there'll just be two more growing in its place. So I wanted to switch the topic to that a little bit. Do we have some callers on the line that maybe want to have something to add to the discussion?
Yes, Mr. Lane. We have Chris from FEMA Region 5 on the line.
Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. Lane. I hope everything goes well in your upcoming elections and all that.
Thank
good
you.
Luck on the campaign trail. But I was really looking forward to talking to Alex about a few things going on down at the border. But you're talking more about Common Core, which I'm
not. Run it past me. You held on the line a long time. Run it past me. I keep up on these issues awfully well, so maybe I can help.
Okay. I heard just a little bit about it. I'm not real sure about the source or where I heard it. I watch a lot of Fox News and stuff. I'm not saying that they're the greatest, but definitely InfoWars and Drudge got them beat by, for sure, you know, miles. But anyway, I heard a little blip about local militias going down to the border to put up a man wall. Have you heard anything about it?
No, I have not. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we have a federal government that not only will not protect our borders, as I alluded to earlier, but they actually sue states when the states attempt to take the responsibility on themselves. So we're seeing that more and more. People are taking more and more responsibility for their governance. We call it self-governance, or at least I do. And I think when you have a federal government that neglects its responsibilities, and you have a state government whose hands are tied, you know, because of federal overreach, then I think it's perfectly understandable that people would try to take matters into their own hands to provide for their own security.
Okay. That's a pretty good answer. I also want to ask you, you know, how do you feel about the Fourth Amendment or Second Amendment for the people that are going to be voting for you?
Well, all of our Constitution is under attack. We really don't honor it anymore. You get these folks that call it a living document, which is just patently false. If it was a living document that could change with just public opinion, why did they build a mechanism into the Constitution for changing the Constitution? So it makes no sense for the folks to say, you know, it's a living document. With regards to the Second Amendment, I am a person who believes that I have a God-given right to defend my family and my property, heaven forbid, with a firearm if necessary. And I believe the Second Amendment was designed to protect that right, not give me that right. Amendments, documents don't give you right to your creator does.
Hey, and Chris, so thanks for your call, and we're going to go to Al in Florida.
Al, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, good. Well, I called to talk about a specific event in Tampa, Florida, but the reality is I think I might be able to work it into what you're saying a little bit. So you want to give me a shout at that? Let me try to summarize it.
Absolutely, go ahead.
Okay, it has to do with traffic, driving suspended, seatbelt law, things like that, and how bad the state of Florida keeps records. So, and how people get their license suspended when they don't pay a ticket and it never gets unsuspended, even if they went to court. Worst example in my case, I didn't miss a court date. They paid there's still a $250 bond that they got paid. Never missed a court date, took it to trial. The payment's not even due yet, and they still suspended my license. Can't imagine what the heck I did. So let me tell you how I dealt with it. And it works into your campaign a little bit. The local court publishes bulk data files for all the citations on their website. So you can download these and put them into a relational database, kind of like the NSA does. And then what you can do is you can run queries against them. So, for example, I got the name of every person that the police officer who gave me a ticket has given a ticket to in the past 2 years, about 200 people, and I sent them a letter asking them to come to court. So I want to see the look on that cop's face when he sees 200 people that, you know, he's just given a ticket to now coming to testify against him, tell him how schmuck he is. Now, that being said, I bought a separate database for email addresses that's got almost 700,000 email addresses in it. The traffic infractions database for about 4 years has close to 1 million records. So what I was able to do is merge some of the two databases together and get, I don't have a total count right now, but it's certainly numbers in the thousands where I find an email address that matches a record in the citation database. So this is how lawyers, like when in Tampa, Florida, if you get a traffic ticket, within a day you get a stack of solicitations from lawyers looking to help you. So I'm using the same tactic now for a slightly different purpose. But the bottom line is that you can use this sort of thing in your campaign. I would, if you have this in Tennessee, I would say, see if you can find these records from your courthouse. I was in touch with the guys at GCN, Charles, and I've been in touch with John Harlan in the past. So I can volunteer my services in terms of the data processing, but that's the basic idea.
Sure.
Find the people who you know,
hey, Al, we got about 3 minutes left. First of all, fantastic. If you don't mind, just go to the website, email us. I would like to hear more about this, but we want to get some other folks a chance. Plus, I got to close down this segment.
Let's go to really Bob in Texas.
Bob in Texas, who we're going to next. Bob, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are y'all?
How's it going?
We're very well, sir. Good luck in your part of the region up there, and good luck with being closer to D.C. than Texas.
Well, thank you very much.
Throw a little humor in for Alex on that underwear giveaway. They got them so big, so the recycle use can go out to our TSA agents for what's not used by our illegals.
This is a pretty good one. So go on. What is it you want to talk about with us today?
That was what I wanted to do, is give
a little... Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I thought there was more to it than that. Okay, well, thank you.
Let's go to George in Connecticut.
All right, so next up we have George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
How you doing? I'm trying to find out, is there, being we basically cut the senators loose from their general protection duties of the states itself, are there still any fiduciary type laws that are saying, look, if they do things that are really counterproductive for their state, that they can be impeached, thrown out, or something of this, or at least a process started to show that they're really not working on the behalf of the state? And let's face it,
you know, that's a great question. I know in general, elected officials, judges enjoy something, at least in practice, not necessarily on papers, known as sovereign immunity. So if a judge incorrectly rules against you and you spend 5 years in jail, you know, incorrectly, it's found out later the judge made a mistake, you can't go sue that judge and say, oh, well, you know, I deserve, you know, $500,000 for spending all these years in jail. Myself, I'm a contractor. You know, I build a house. I can be sued forever. So it's unfortunate. Listen, we've only got about a minute left, so I need to close this out. I want to thank Alex for having me on the air today. My name is Steve Lane. I'm running in the Republican primary for Congress in Tennessee's 4th District. I'd very much appreciate if you could take the time to go to our Facebook, like the page,
At us on Twitter at LaneForTN. And most importantly, campaigns cost a lot of money. We need to raise money. Alex has an audience of over 2 million people. If everyone chipped in $5, $10, even $25, we would have everything we need to win. So I'd be much obliged if everybody could just hit that donate button on the website, hit that donate button on the Facebook page, chip in $5 or $10, and help send me to Congress. I'll do all I can to fight for the Constitution. So I appreciate it. Once again, thanks to Alex for the time today. Everybody have a wonderful afternoon.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, yes, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Alex Jones. Jones here back live. CJ in there running the audio and video board made the point. These don't look like the regular hardy Mexican migrants that come up here to work, a lot of them. It is Central South America disgorging women and children and old people and folks that are crippled and people that have diseases and then just welfare heads. As Central and South America goes into a total depression, the Caribbean's crime rate has doubled. Almost everyone I know that's gone to a Caribbean island in the last few years, everybody in Texas flies down there, it's like 2 hours away, has been robbed in their hotels, robbed on the resorts, robbed in their condo, robbed at the beach, and sometimes at gunpoint. Mexico has had over 130,000 people die in the last 8 years that we know of, ladies and gentlemen. And now that is all collapsing as Mexico says, we're not going to control our southern border now. Anybody wants to come up here from Central to South America, you can. And the AP now confirms, if you joined us, what we reported, they are paying to ship them into the country. They say they're releasing them to go wherever they want. No, they're paying to ship them. U.S. releases immigrant families. I'm going to reread some of these headlines. I didn't get through all of them, but I was hurrying so quick because of the music. U.S. releases immigrant families, won't say how many, AP, today. Breaking, shots fired from Mexico to harass Texas U.S. law enforcement and their Texas Highway Patrol gunboats. Texas ranchers under attack, home break-ins on border area overrun by illegal immigrants. They're mainly going after guns. Obama judge rules border fence racist. Academic wants to force DHS to release names of property owners. Just like they do gun owners, concealed carry people in New York so they can be harassed. Democratic lawmaker proposed lawyers for immigrant children. Reuters, yeah. Let's spend tens of thousands per child on that. Let's bankrupt the country. After all, it's a Democratic voter. Democratic rep, illegals won't show up in court or be sent back. Central American media promote illegal child immigrant tsunami. Give tips. And then they give examples in the news of that. Illegal immigrants hopping death train to U.S. hoping for amnesty. And you look at the death train photos. I mean, it looks like something out of an apocalypse movie with just giant thousands just climbing on the backs of trains. Mexican troops basically saluting El Norte. And you don't stop. You don't get off. Boom, a conduit right in, which is what the North American Union talked about using all those NAFTA highways from southern Mexico right in. I mean, this is it, folks, and this will drive down the wages. I mean, and the amount of America hate that's promoted in Central and South America is just off the charts. But the amount of class envy against anybody, poor people in America would be considered rich in many Central and South American countries, and it is hellish. You don't run a business, you get mugged, you get shaken down unless you live in a dirt floor shack. Homeless children by the tens of thousands roam every major city. It is unbelievable. My dad has gone to Paraguay and other countries to do free medical care, part of Christian groups, and he just describes it as absolute hell on earth. And the rich people all go out with caravans, with guys with machine guns, and that status there, and drive from armored compound to armored compound. This is what we're going into. This is the New World Order system, and they're going to use this crisis to bring in total control. U.S. plans child migrant processing center in South Texas to then process them, release them. Zuckerberg Group, pressure is on for immigration reform. Zuckerberg using Facebook, his criminal pump and dump, to push amnesty as the answer to this. Yeah, that'll fix it, make them all legal immediately. Border highway, heavily patrolled by state and local police, but not Border Patrol. Infowars.com story, Kit Daniels, with video. There are state surveillance mobile towers, the gunboats that they bought that I was saying would be used against you on the lakes and things. And then I talked to a state senator who was on a few years ago, and he said there's a plan for the state to have martial law on the border if Mexico fully collapses because the feds, we've been told, won't do it. He said that on air. Then I was told off record by some state senators, I'll leave it at that, that they were getting ready to maybe implement this. But, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, we're actually seeing it. And why is the state doing it? Because the state isn't perfect by all means, but realizes it's more like old-fashioned government, that if the whole country collapses, their pension funds are gone, their grandkids have no future. I mean, folks, Texas will collapse like California, but even faster under this. because of the federal welfare inside and the rest of it. This is incredible. So we have an article right there on that front. I haven't gone through half the stack. Border gates left wide open by Border Patrol. Border Patrol told to open the gates. We have video of that, Infowars.com. Video. Border Patrol group ordered the Pentagon to send all illegal immigrants home. Doctors warned of looming health crisis due to flood of illegal immigrants. Most Latino workers are born in the U.S., non-immigrants, who study finds. Local immigrant children forced to cut off fingers and ears of other kids by coyote gangs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
What causes my concern about our government? I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
If they keep in touch with you, you get your emails, you get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
I want to read to you what the vice president of the Border Patrol group, union, said months ago, and no one listened to him. He said, we've been ordered to stand down on the entire southern border from San Diego to Brownsville. I'm going to read the quote coming up in a few minutes. We go down and get video of it, And even libertarian and conservative groups for a full week questioned our article that had quotes, video, and an ICE whistleblower on top of the head of emergency management of McAllen, Texas. That's a big town. That's a city. On video saying it, and the libertarian conservative media didn't pick it up except for DrudgeReport.com, because Drudge can watch a video and read quotes and knows we're credible. Let me tell you what's credible is getting upset and getting angry about this and getting out of our coma. Because if we don't get out of our coma when all of this is going on, we'll never get out of a coma, and it's going to get 10 times worse. Latin America, folks, is a scary place. We're being merged with it right now. And when you're flying out of this country, you should talk to the TSA, police, you name it. So this is a joke that you want to grab my testicles or put me in a naked body scanner, but the border's wide open. It's all a hoax, and that's the angle to hammer. We wear our bias on our sleeve. We tell the truth, common sense, and we put it out strong. This country is being butchered, and AP now admits months after the Border Patrol president and deputy president went public. It doesn't matter whether it's drugs, bodies, or how large the group is. Our agents are being ordered to stand down by the Border Patrol management, close quote, said Sean Moran, vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, told Breitbart News back in October. This is last year, excuse me. So we're talking October, November, December. Oh, my gosh, 9 months ago? Excuse me, I said a couple months ago. People accuse me of exaggerating. The only reason, there's a way I lie, and I've said this many times, and I'm going to be honest with you. The only reason I say things that are wrong a lot is a psychological phenomenon that British intelligence wrote about in some of their psy warfare documents that were declassified a decade or so ago that I read in a psychology publication that I already knew prima facie, it was just common sense, that the human mind likes to dial down tragedy in its mind's eye. So they said, if our special forces kill 40-something thousand people in an African nation, we want to report first that 4 were killed. I'm paraphrasing the article from years ago. I talked a lot about it. We're going to say that 4 died instead of 40-something thousand. And then when the real numbers come out later, it'll make people doubt it. Well, I don't do this on purpose. You know, it's 100-plus thousand have been killed in Mexico, and I keep saying 70,000 because it's an old number and I don't want to exaggerate. Or I say a couple months ago he warned people and no one listened. It's actually 9 months ago. And when I listen to my rebroadcast sometimes, I'll sit there and check stuff I'm saying. And if it's a headline, I get it right almost 100% of the time because I have a near photographic memory when I'm switched on studying news. But when it's me giving a number or something, I tend to dial it back. So for anybody that accuses me of exaggerating here, I've said repeatedly that 100+ million people ended up getting cancer from the polio vaccine. And when I went and looked up the Centers for Disease Control documents again yesterday, it was close to 180 million people that were vaccinated, and they believe most of them ended up, if they lived long enough, contracting a type of cancer from the dozens of lethal, highly active, aggressive biological warfare they claim for monkeys, but it was beyond that, weaponized cancer that was put in the shots. Most cancer is viral, folks. The system knows that, so they give you the cancer. And then go, oh, it's genetics. That's why everybody's getting cancer now. We got the same genetics we had 50 years ago, 100 years ago. So, again, I'm already digressing. It just makes my head totally and completely spin. I've got so much other news to get to. It's just that every week I see articles in the Western world where little children were taken by the hundreds or the thousands and tortured to death, killed, given pesticides, given vaccines and tests till they died, and then put in mass graves, cesspits. I remember when it first broke 7-8 years ago about them digging up small mass graves at Indian reservation Christian orphanages in Canada, and now it turns out it's tens of thousands of dead kids. with their heads clubbed in, their brains blown out. Of course, they got raped first. But because we're all so naive, I mean, it's literally every week they find a new death dungeon, a new giant septic tank in Ireland full of little dead Irish kids, or a new one in California, or a new one in Israel. I mean, it's just totally unbelievable. And now all over South Texas, they're finding mass graves of Mexicans and others that paid to get up to the border. And then were held captive by the coyotes, who are incredibly wealthy and taking over politics and worshipped by directors and movie stars. Because the whole Raza movement is just gangster, Satan worship, hardcore, feed on Hispanics as much as you can, hate white people as much as you can, hate blacks. It's the most evil culture you can imagine, superimposed to try to dominate and control Hispanics. It's like they sell evil to the black community with a gangster rap, or they sell evil to the white community. It's just total, pure wickedness, societal death, ladies and gentlemen. Just dead bodies all over the place. This is what's coming to America. CBS News, immigrant children were ordered by human traffickers to cut off fingers, ears of other kids. Every time he talks about that, they have the Southern Poverty Law Center come out and say it's not true. A few years ago, I talked about dozens of heads being chopped off in Arizona in 1 week and delivered, you know, to the front of government buildings. And they actually had, quote, liberal media, fascist, hardcore, psych warfare, vicious media posing as liberals. You know, dressing trendy and going, look, I'm wearing a multicolored shirt and I have a beard and I act wimpy. That is a psy warfare cover of vicious commandos in a black op takedown. I'm not joking. They're black op commanders. These people are going to take over and put us in FEMA camps. But they learned to not wear uniforms because you see that as a threat. They've already taken over. They're going to start shutting everything down. They know what they're doing. They're into mind control, ladies and gentlemen. They're running it on you. And he goes on to say that there's a stand down. And now you go down there and the state police are down there and the local police are down there. And the Mexicans won't take any of the Latin Americans back. And they won't take any of the Mexicans back. And the jails are just filling up. And the feds are getting them and busting them deeper into the U.S. This is total and complete high treason. And the state police are down there catching aggravated felons and making the Border Patrol to at least deport those, because Obama got caught releasing 36,000 in 1 month last month. You understand the total mega magnitude. No one can describe what's going on. This is criminals, refugees, welfare queens of collapsed communist regimes south of Mexico, that Mexico would never let in. One of the most controlled borders in the world. Look it up. Now they say you load on the trains, you don't get off the trains, they got Mexican troops lining it, and they come right in by the thousands, every train delivery, dump off, and Border Patrol buses are waiting with food and water, and they say come on in, and they're bused directly into the heart of the country. And again, I have nothing against these poor, desperate people. But some of them that I do have a problem with are radical terrorist groups, radical Islamist, ISIS-connected groups. That's in the news. They have diseases. They have no future. And they're going to be used by the globalists as the giant ticking time bomb mass to riot and burn cities whenever the globalists want them to. That's what goes on in Latin America, folks. I challenge anyone out there that's a bleeding heart liberal and who's under this mind control, believing it's racist if we don't open our borders, give everybody free welfare. I challenge you to go to Paraguay or Ecuador or El Salvador or Brazil or Chile or Argentina. Argentina, just 50 years ago, was more wealthy than the U.S. 100 years ago, it was the richest country per capita in the world. As rich as an Argentine was the saying. Look it up. Incredible resources. They had corrupt kleptocratic governments come in. Left wing, right wing, Pinochet, you name it. And Ted Anderson was down there a few years ago, and he said, Alex, it's worse than you even said. He said, you see good-looking families, like doctors, in suits patched, living in doorways on the streets with their children. It's scary. and it's all coming here. Any of you been to Nigeria? Any of you been to Calcutta? I mean, it'd be one thing if we had 50 million illegals here that at least were able-bodied. Most of these people are not able-bodied. They are the dregs. The dregs of Latin America. And it's not going to be the tens of thousands like the Cuban crime wave of the 80s and Castro sending his jails here. It is going to be tens upon tens of millions. And this is the false flag. I now realize it. And we've talked a lot. We were the first to say it's in Operation Cable Splicer, Garden Plot, and Rex 84 to use a massive immigrant collapse in Latin America to bring in a crisis that brings in martial law. That's congressional hearings, Miami Herald. We need to dig up that stuff again and do a report on it to show folks that they're going to flood the country, just like Obamacare is meant to blow the economy, shutting off the power plants is meant to blow the economy, all the new regulations meant to blow the economy, and now they're going to ship in millions of destitute. I mean, already the soup kitchens, the churches, the welfare lines from New York to Virginia, to Kentucky, they are in panic mode, just overrun, ladies and gentlemen. There's The Economist, a decline without parallel. Argentina was Latin America's star. How it became a basket case. 2002. And again, that was multiple declines from the richest country in the world. Per capita, Switzerland had more rich people, or Germany did. England, you know, they were in the top. But per capita, I mean, it was high cotton for everybody. No more. Because they got the kleptocratic banking systems in. Yeah, if you read the Washington Post about what happened in 2001 there, it described a cattle trailer tumbling over on a highway and families running up and biting chunks out of the cows, eating them like wolves, with globulates of flesh on them, with blood spraying out of the cows, as humans, like vampires, were just gobbling the beef. I'll never forget reading that article like 10 times on air. Just raw globulates of beef. And the article described it, formerly middle-class people, like hordes of demons. Within 8 days of not having food, over 90% of people become hardcore criminals and start murdering. Within 15 days, almost 100% become cannibals. The globalists say the world is unsustainable. Our carrying weight is unsustainable. Whether that's true or not, they've decided under Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven's a small piece of that, to implode the West and implode the Third World and let a hellstorm come out that the military, the police, and the control grid, the drones, and the robots will mop up, having what's left of the middle class serve the elite and the police state to survive and authorize tacitly the extermination of 90-plus percent of the world with a bioweapon. They may get it so bad that the public welcomes it, and it's a public sterilization or cauterization. They have shut off the economic systems. My God, I can see the whole plan. Oh, my God. And I don't want to kill all these people down there. I want them to have jobs in the future. I know the globalists did deals and shut off their industry, paid off all their leaders, billions apiece in some cases, in almost every case, to shut off all industry and jobs, to kick all the farmers off their land. They did this. They did this to Latin America. They did this to Africa. They did this to areas of Asia and the Middle East, just like you see them destabilizing Iraq year after year with new staged events. They don't want any other sovereign nations or anybody, and they're going to take us down as well. If they don't want the Iraqis having their daughters go to college, do you think that the globalists want you to go to college or you to have a future? They're going to end it all in a planned dark age. And you're now seeing the beginning of the controlled collapse. And we predicted they'd do it through border implosion. We didn't predict. It's in the BAMP Canada secret meeting Judicial Watch sued and got. 2007. End game. Blueprint. Global enslavement. It's free on YouTube. Go watch it. Watch Bush admit we'd already merged with the EU in 2007. On C-SPAN. It's already happened. They had microphones hanging up in public 25 years ago. Chicago's now announcing it. Go Don't you understand the magnitude? I'm right. I'm correct. I've done the research. I know what I'm talking about. I don't like being right. I wish I was wrong, but I'm correct. Red level emergency. Red level. Red level. Red level. Don't you people get it? Don't you understand? You're marked for dead. All you dumbass yuppies and trendies that think you know it all you so-called tough guy men out there that strut around all day and laugh at men that care about what's happening in society. Your kids are all going to die from cancer. You're going to die young. The whole program is being launched. They're accelerating it. All hell's going to break loose. The next decade will be a decade of war and famine and annihilation. Proxy wars, death, bioweapons. And I'm not trying to scare people. I want you to get ready. I want to try to stop it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're getting into the particular documents. There's thousands of pages of them. It gets into using the crises of immigrants. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm going to just briefly tell everybody that we're listener supported, and we've got some of the most phenomenal supplements there are out there at InfoWarsLife.com, and I'm putting half a dropper of our X2 Super Iodine in this water. Personally, it's an incredible brain boost, libido, whole nine yards, just incredible. Super Male Vitality, full dropper. And Fluoride Shield Detox Chelator. And I do this three times a day. Talk to your physician, and you will detox when you go on this. This isn't a game. This is what they fight to keep people from getting. And we got it. And let me tell you, I'm on fire. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. Say what?
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
play some of this song. It's fitting.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
It's a good name, actually.
Long Texas, hello Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso.
No. You go down there. You wear 6X underwear. You demand those. You give him a baby. Tell him to change his diaper. And you just ride in on a train. And then there's a Greyhound bus. Picks you up and says, where would you like to go in Mexico, senor? Well, I think I want to go to Chiapas. I think I'm going to move into a Chiapas village. And I'm going to make them pay for everything for me. Thank you, senor. And you get on the bus. And you drive down, you know, almost 1,000 miles to southern Mexico. And you pull up in Chiapas. You get off and you just walk over and you say, I'm here, pay for everything. And, somebody walks over and punches you right in the nose, and that's what would happen. First, people would laugh at you. It'd be real funny. But see, we are the schmuck. We are the sucker. We are the joke. America is a giant toilet. Where the politicians, the bankers, I mean, we let the bankers steal tens of trillions of dollars in the banker bailout. We let them let our troops use DU. That's a death sentence. They had DU in the 40s, folks. They wouldn't let our troops use it in 46 because it was so deadly. Used to the reactors that they were leaking. It was a big deal. Now most of them leak, 90%+. So what? There's an attitude of just not caring by the general public, but the elite is beyond that. I mean, it's like they're space aliens that want to destroy the country and the world. I'll never forget watching that Trinity and Beyond, narrated by William Shatner, where they detonated hundreds of hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, trying to blow holes in the atmosphere to see if they could blow up the Van Allen radiation belt or destroy the atmosphere. And, of course, if they look, we can destroy the atmosphere. Does anybody see a problem with blowing holes in the ozone layer? Which they then blame on the general public and tax you over. I just can't handle it anymore. And no one even made an issue out of that show when it came on. I mean, I've read declassified documents about that before that aired in the 90s. But I always obsessed over that because it's like, let's see if we can blow up the atmosphere. They would fire missiles up into the edge of space and detonate them just to see what happened. And to see what the energy pulse would do, the electromagnetic pulse as well. It was 3 tests. And then the radiation level went up. And again, I'm not being gloom and doom. These crazy people are out of control. Why do you think the U.S. took 36,000 top Nazis to run every major department in the country? Because they were crazy enough to do what the New World Order wanted. Crazy people, folks. Yeah, they got 180 IQs. They're nuts. Oh, yeah, those Nazi scientists, I've read the history books from U.S. scientists. There's nobody as smart as them. The Germans, before World War II, invented almost everything at that time. They surpassed the U.S. They surpassed England. But they were crazy. And if you weren't one of them, they'd kill you. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy we face. I'm saying it's like powered by Energizer. And the whole world you see today was thought up by a bunch of crazy Nazis and British eugenicists and U.S. eugenicists who actually created Hitler. And you go, well, why did they set him up and destroy him? Because that was part of the plan. Just like they create Al-Qaeda to wreak havoc and then they pose as saviors. Full spectrum dominance. I mean, aren't people smart? Or do they not have my Welsh brain? I mean, I don't think I'm that smart. What's wrong with people?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.